Weston Anderson joins us, the driver of Grave Digger. It's nice to meet you.
Absolutely. You as well, John. Glad to be on here, man.
I'm going to be totally upfront with you. I have not been to a monster truck event, so I need you to treat me like a complete and utter civilian. And first of all, describe me the history of Grave Digger, because I understand there's like, what, 40 different? I think there's 41 Grave Diggers?
Yeah, they're actually 43 now. So Grave Digger's been around since the early 80s. My father, Dennis Anderson, he created the truck. It all started from a mud truck similar to this, just a lot less technically advanced. He wasn't really that rich or anything. He worked on a farm, and all of his friends had nice trucks. And with a few choice words, him and his friend got in a fight one day, and he said, "You know what, Gary Todd, I'm going to take this junk and dig you a grave." And now here we are 43 years later with one of the most iconic monster trucks on the planet.
So what is it that distinguishes one monster truck from another?
So actually, all the Monster Jam trucks, they are exactly the same. They're set up the same, but it's driver's preference. So we could do different shock turns, tighten our sway bars up a little bit more, and then all of our seats and everything are, of course, fitted to us and all of our safety equipment.
And I remember talking to another monster truck driver, and he was telling me about how, for example, the seat is made to mold. You know, it's like I had a pair of ski boots made to mold to my feet, and that's basically how you do your seats.
Yeah, exactly. We pour foam down our back, and it contours to every nook and cranny in our body.
What is it then like for you when you're driving this truck? I mean, I've been watching video of you driving, and it's kind of freakish.
Yeah, so basically, whenever I get into the truck, I feel like I'm in the Avatar movie. Whenever they get on the big winged dragon things and they put their hair together, that's basically what I do whenever I plug my radio comms into the helmet. And I'm kind of just one with the truck out there, man. All the crazy voices in my head, they all just go away, and I turn the switch off and I enjoy myself.
Does the vehicle actually kind of become just an extension of your body?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you have to use every single limb on your body. You have to think ahead of the truck and what the truck is doing, all while you are strapped into a full containment seat. And the only thing I could see is about this much of my vision.
And again, watching video, I'm wondering, okay, so like how do the wheels work? Because to me, it looks like all four wheels are independent of each other.
Yep. So we have an electric over hydraulic pump for the rear steer, and it's on a toggle switch that I use my right hand for. Use that for rear steer, also shifting the truck. And then our left hand goes on the steering wheel just like a normal vehicle. And it's all hydraulic steering, though, because we would not be able to turn those big 66-inch tall tires without the assistance of something.
So is it a bit, and, you know, I'll tell you, I ride horses. So is it a bit like riding a horse where it just becomes this almost instinctual thing where you're guiding all of the aspects of the vehicle?
Yeah, exactly. You're turning reins, I'm turning steering wheels. It's the same thing.
Tell me about the moon flip, because that's one video I came across. And do I understand correctly, like it was an accident the first time it happened?
Yeah, completely an accident, and it has never been created again. It was actually a reverse corkscrew. It was completely on accident. The truck broke early on in the run, but I was able to keep going. The rear steer got locked out, turning one way, and it would not turn back straight. So I couldn't hit any of the jumps straight. Like I said, I was kind of getting a little bit mad, and the truck just threw me in a situation. I wanted to crash it, threw it in reverse and held it to the floor and kind of closed my eyes. And whenever I opened my eyes back up, I was still sitting upright. And my crew guy came across the radio. He said, "What the heck did you just do?" I said, "Dude, I have no idea." And then we saw it on the video board, and it was a wild night, that's for sure.
Okay, so was that a dangerous situation to be in?
No, not at all. Nope, the trucks, they are built to be crashed, and we crash them every weekend.
Well, that's a huge aspect, and we've touched on this in terms of the seats that are molded to you. But, I mean, what level of danger is there when you're actually performing?
The trucks are actually very safe. So not only the containment seats, but we have 32 inches of travel with the shocks. So every single time we take one of those jumps and big hits, 32 inches of travel, 8 shocks absorb all of that impact along with the sidewalls on the big 66-inch tall tires. Yeah, it might knock the wind out of you a little bit here and there, but that's just because you don't have your shock set right.
My boss is a huge fan of this event, but he's also a fan of wrestling. And I wonder if you see any comparison, because I do. I see the aspect of how it's about character and people rooting for you because you're good or bad.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people think that Monster Jam is scripted like wrestling. It's not at all. We're running through a point series throughout the whole year trying to make it to Monster Jam World Finals. And luckily, I'm leading my series right now, and I might honestly clinch it while we are in Canada. It's my birthday weekend, so I'm far enough ahead that I could sit out a few events and still be in the lead. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I could clinch it there on my birthday weekend, and it would be the first person to ever do it out of the United States as well. So
cool. Okay. And I mean, speaking of birthdays, I mean, you're a relative rookie, right? You started in what, 2022?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, what are the aspects of being a rookie in the business? Do people look at you askance because they've been in the business for a while, or are they all excited about it?
There's a lot of people that are excited about it, and then there's a lot of people that will doubt you. My rookie season, I came out swinging as hard as I could. I've driven mega trucks and been around motorsports my whole life, so I knew what I was doing in the truck. I just had to go from the mega truck standpoint to the monster truck standpoint, and within 5 weeks, I was one with the truck. I was out there trying to kick butt and take names, and it's whenever we got our first series championship and went to world finals.
And this is a family affair, right? I mean, how many members of your family are involved in all this?
Every single one. Every single one. So both my brothers and my sister, they all drive Gravedigger trucks.
Okay, and your dad, obviously. He was the genesis of this?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
He's retired now. He did it for 36 years, and he's retired. He sits back, watches us from the sideline, and cheers us on now.
Does he offer you advice?
Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes he even asks, how the heck did you do that? And how did you do it again and again and again?
What do you think is, because it's a really family-friendly sport. So what do you think is the key to why people love this?
I want to say it's because the kids love the trucks and the parents love how we treat the kids. You see with a lot of other people out there in famous motorsports or even football, basketball, anything, they're a little bit stuck up, and that's not what we want to do around here. We're super family oriented. Monster Jam is owned by a family. It's a family run business. So every single time we have a little kid come through the line with one of our toy trucks in our hands or asking us questions about the truck, it lightens our day up. Honestly, it gets me going in the morning, and fans is what made us what we are today. If they haven't supported us for the past 43 years, we would not be where we are with the biggest name in the Monster Jam industry. And we thank them for that every single day. And I can't thank them enough for a lifetime.
And you guys have what I guess in the business some people call good retail. There are musical acts, there are sports where people know how to treat their fans, where they spend extra time meeting them and making sure that they're happy. And that seems to be something that exists in your sphere.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If a kid goes out of one of the events crying, we hate to see that. So we want every single kid, every parent, every grandparent to have a grin on their face whenever they leave the venue after one of our events.
In terms of the sort of the ethos of Gravedigger, the fact that there are other people who drive Gravedigger trucks, how does that work? I mean, is it almost like, you know, you're the guy who does Phantom of the Opera and then somebody else comes on stage and does Phantom of the Opera?
Nope. So there's six different tours going on all over the world right now. There's five in the United States, me being on one of them, my sister being on another, both my brothers being on the other ones, and then close family friends drive the truck as well. And there's six different Gravediggers, six different tours, one overseas. So whenever I'm somewhere, my sister might be on the other side of the world driving at the exact same time.
Okay. So do people say, oh, okay, that's Weston's sister? Or does it not matter? Is it about the truck?
95% of the time the kids come to see the truck, but the parents, they get into it just a little bit more. They're like, oh my God, I saw your sister last year. I saw Adam the year before. So glad to see you this year. And all of our driving styles are different, and fans really connect to that too. They like certain things about how my sister drives, certain things about how I drive and my brothers and so on and so forth.
Part of my research that I did not complete, I don't know if you got kids, but do you want your kids to be in this business?
If they want to be in it, so be it, man. They could jump right up in the truck with me, but if they want to be a doctor too, I'm not going to shame them for it.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely.